morning, everyone. This is Elaine LaRoche. Wake up, everyone. Have a first cup of coffee. I've already had mine, and I certainly need about two more. Boy, 7 a.m. does come really fast when you're staying up really super late the night before. But there is so much going on in the area and in the Providence area, too. I just have to mention, Mike is on mic number two, and he's my engineer, keeping me on time, screening calls, and making sure that the show runs smoothly. So good morning, Mike.
Morning, Elaine. How are you today?
I'm doing just fine for 7:03 a.m.
Beautiful weather outside.
Yes, and Jim Corbin's going to be calling in later at 7:35 and giving us a weather update. But if you played the lottery yesterday, good luck, and I hope that somebody out there will win this Mega Millions. Mass Daily number is 0936. The Rhode Island Daily is 9477. Mass Cash is 11, 16, 17, 26, and 29. The Mega Millions, if you hit this, you have to be part psychic, I swear. 1, 40, 42, 56, 62. The Mega Ball is number 2, and the Mega Plier is 5. The best thing about today, not only is it going to be a great day, but sunset time is now 8:21 p.m., and there's a great water fire coming on tonight. There's so much going on. I'd like to get right to the show. We have a lot of things to go through with the out of out and abouts activity, but I wanted to have some fun with computer terms. You know, like I pulled up some things about the funniest terms used in the online world. And I grew up in the 50s and 60s and 70s where spam was a mystery meat, you know, of the 50s, where now spam for computers is just junk mail. So we're going to have a little bit of fun with some of the terminology that that you can apply from yesterday to today. But what's going on in the area? Oh, my God, let's get right to it, okay? Today, I have to tell you, in Providence, there's a huge international art festival that's starting. It started yesterday, but it's continuing on from noontime today all the way into midnight tonight. And the action is everywhere from Washington Street to Kennedy Plaza. There's art and music from the Rhode Island Philharmonic all the way up into, like, tape art and sculptures and murals. I mean, I was reading that there's an actual there's artists that are here from all over the world, from Poland and Germany and everywhere, that are creating these wonderful murals all over Providence. So if you get a chance to get out and about, please do. If you're going there later in the day, there's 15 stages of music, 500 artists, and there's going to be over 40 art illustrations in downtown Providence today and tomorrow. There's a special water fire tonight, which starts at 8. Well, it starts at sunset, 8:21, and it's a 100 lanterns being lit. It's just going to be a magical time all day and all night in Providence. Locally here, oh, I have to go back to Providence. I'm sorry. at the Rhode Island Convention Center, Jurassic Park is here. Not really, but the feel, as huge dinosaur exhibits are coming to Providence today and tomorrow. Come see them in a simulated environment. And yes, that means sound too, so it's going to be very loud for the young kids. It might not be appropriate, but if you're into the dinosaur and the Jurassic Park series, that the movie's coming out, I think it is out already, bring the kids down for a wonderful educational and fun day. Also, the kids can do an archaeology dig too, so that'll be a lot of fun. And that's at the Rhode Island Convention Center starting at 9 o'clock this morning. Tonight, let's see, at the Xfinity Center, Dave Matthews Band starts at 7 p.m. At, let's see, the Narrows, Ronnie Earle, former guitarist of Roomful of Blues, will be performing at 8 o'clock. In Providence again, the PPAC has Kinky Boots. It was voted the best musical 2013 and music score by Cyndi Lauper, of all people. And what is Kinky Boots? I had to read up on this, too, because I didn't know. I'd just seen a lot of people in these high leather boots. But basically, it's a story about a realtor, Charles is his name, is called back to his father's shoe factory. And he has a problem. The shoe factory's not doing well. And he had to come up with a solution. But he did find a solution. He met this woman named Lola. She's a drag queen who inspired him to trade in the Oxford old-fashioned shoes for a niche market, sparkly high thigh-high boots for drag queens. And so he created this wonderful factory. He converted the factory from Oxford boots to these kinky boots, and hence the name of the play. It's a comedy. It's lighthearted. It's just really a lot of fun. So I'd like to bring you locally here tonight. The comedy play Weekend Comedy at the Attleboro Community Theater is tonight at 8 p.m. And the last performance is tomorrow, Sunday, at 2 p.m. So check it out. Also, the Cumberland Flea Market and Shopping Bazaar is on coming. Let's see, it is opening at 9 a.m. to 5. They have tons of vendors, and believe me, I've been there. I've gone to breakfast. Do you know where that is? It's at the old Ann and Hope.
Here in Attleboro?
No, Cumberland.
Cumberland. Oh, and they have a flea market there now?
They have a huge flea market.
Really? Now, can the average...
No, it's like pocketbooks and clothes.
Well, that's
and
why you go.
It's and shoes.
But how do you...
no, and they have everything else.
If you want to be a vendor there, can you get a table?
Yes, you can. You have to, when you walk in, there's an information booth. And I think it costs 50 cents admission to come in. But you get a ticket for a chance to win a great gift certificate.
No, but I mean if you wanted to be a vendor.
Yeah, you have to go in and you have to contact them.
Oh,
I would suggest you walk in.
Is it an every weekend thing?
It's every weekend.
Wow.
And it's phenomenal. Electronics, if you're an electronics freak. Oh, my God, they got everything.
Can you get computers there?
Yes.
You can.
Laptops, everything. And there's a live auction there, too, on Saturdays.
Pretty cheap?
I don't know.
Oh,
I go
right in
for the shoes.
You go in. That's all. You go to that. How about food there? They got food?
They have food vendor. They have a huge food court.
Probably all stuff that we're not supposed to be eating.
Well, I have to say, I did taste my first roller food. I was telling Mike this the other when I came in this morning. I said, I had to keep telling myself, if you don't know what roller food is, if go into any fast food place like Cumberland Farms or something, and they have like a hot dog on a roller, and it rolls around, rolls around, rolls around. And I look at that, and I said, that's just so processed food. It's not good for me. But... when you're hungry and you're really starving and you start to get a headache, you have to go in and say, okay, this is like the best. This is a beef hot dog. It really is. It's going to taste phenomenal. And everything tastes better with lots of relish and mustard. And it did.
And you know what's funny? I even say this to you, Elaine, this morning. You know, I can't understand why I'm so prone and attracted to this bat food. Food that's not good for you. I mean, you know, we're supposed to be eating fruits and vegetables, but what would I rather eat? Hot dogs, hamburgers, you know, I always seem to fall, like, off the wagon.
Well, you know what it is, too? I think it's a time of season, too. Like, we're getting into the warmer season, and I think that most people like to get out and about. And there's what I personally, like, for ice cream in the wintertime doesn't appeal to me as much as ice cream in the summertime. Like, my refrigerator has these, it's 100-calorie ice cream sandwich. It's the original one, but it's cut in half. Now, the good thing about that is if you eat just one, it's 100 calories, which is great.
Yeah.
But the thing of it is, on a hot day and stuff, or if you're hungry, it kind of takes the edge off your appetite.
You're going to want more.
So one becomes two, becomes
three. Becomes the whole box.
No, I've never binged. I haven't binged, but I have had, like last night I came back home. Before I was going out, I just wanted something light. So I grabbed one of those. I'm getting ready, and just as I had another one, and it's like, well, that's 200 calories. It's So, I mean, I say that life is a balance, you know,
yeah.
So you just have to go with that.
Or how about still have your bad food, but yet cut it in half and don't eat as much of it?
It depends on the fat content. And I do plan on having a personal trainer on at some point soon so we can get fit and understand the metabolism and the calorie counts and how to read labels.
I was thinking, just like you have Alcoholics Anonymous, we should have like something with bad food eating Anonymous or something.
I do believe that there might be Overeaters Anonymous. I believe that that is an actual
but
group.
Eating bad food.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, you know, it's funny. I have a dietitian that works with me now, and she was telling me that you can eat. If you get hungry, you can eat as long as you're eating, snacking on fruits and vegetables, like let's say little cherry tomatoes or snap peas, things like that you could take with you. But my problem is it's like I'm looking at the snap peas and the cherry tomatoes And then I'm looking at that juicy hamburger, and I'm like, And then I end up going to the bad thing, and I'm like, why do I do that?
It's such a mind trigger that somebody more smarter than me could explain the why we do the things we do.
Hypnosis or whatever.
I don't know. But I just think that now that the weather is changing, and the weather is like in the 70s and 80s, it's just really great because now there's so many healthy choices. And what's coming next week, which I'm really excited about, is the farmers market's going to be starting again, and I can't wait for this. I go up there every Saturday that I had the show. Last year we had Pawtucket Red Sox tickets. I hope we get them again this year so I can bring them up. I generally get like two sets of them, and they raffle them off as prizes up there. But also, too, I actually go shopping there, and I actually buy fresh produce, and I encourage you all to, because as Emily's PSA says, buy local and support our local farmers. And that's going to be my theme. I'm going to be constantly telling you about what's going on in the farmers market.
Where is the farmers market, Elaine?
This year, it used to be at Finnberg Field across from Bliss Dairy, but they're doing a major cleanup there of the field. This year, it's going to be located on the outskirts of Capron Park. And what I understand from Tony, and if Tony, if you're listening, call me and we can talk about where the location is going to be set up. But parking is going to be not in Capron Park. I believe it's going to be near the high school. I believe it's the high school. So up by there, like around the street, and you can walk into the park. But what a wonderful, wonderful park. I was driving in this morning. The grass is so green. The flowers are just phenomenal. I mean, Park Commission, thanks. You guys take such great care of our wonderful asset at Capron Park. So it's just spectacular. It's going to be a great day.
I've never been to a farmer's market, so I should check it out. How long does it go for?
It's 9 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Wow.
So we get out at 8.
So we could just go down there and check it out.
Well, wait a minute. You got to go to breakfast first.
Oh, okay.
So go to breakfast from 8 to 9 and then check out the goods.
Maybe we should go down there, and maybe it might be better to go down there and get some fruits and vegetables and eat those for breakfast.
Oh, you mean you don't have, like, healthy oatmeal and fresh fruit on the side?
Oh, fresh fruit is good.
Okay.
Oatmeal's pretty good. I like oatmeal.
Good. See, you can start already. See? I'll get you there yet, Mike.
Today I got a smoothie.
Yeah?
A yogurt-type fruit smoothie, so...
I see that.
I'm trying.
Good.
Over here. I've been trying.
That's what you got to do.
But then I fall off the wagon once in a while, and then it's like all the trying gets erased, and then...
But then you got to start back again.
Got to get back on the horse, yeah.
That's right. Well, listen, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine. Good morning on this beautiful Saturday morning. We invite you to call in after our break.
The place to be on Saturday, July 18th, is most definitely the Attleboro Elks Lodge, located on South Main Street. Why, you ask? Well, sir, that's the date set for the Attleboro Still Rocks Musical Festival, of course. Live performances from a variety of your favorite bands, including the Acoustic Knights, Sticky Feet, the Blue FOs, Circle the Block, Killer Kane and the Jewel City Blues, Seed Racer, Head Shop, and Full Circle will rock on from 11 a.m. till 12 a.m. come rain or shine, with music from the 60s, 70s, and 80s. For more information, call 508-431-7002.
What is that?
Oh, that? It's my time machine.
Does it work?
Sure. Just hit this button.
Whoa, dinosaurs. Cool.
Or we can go here.
Hey, that's Napoleon.
Oui.
Or we can go to the future.
Wow. Hey, you have this nice house. Do I have a nice house?
No, you didn't save any money. Always spent it on vacations and stuff.
If only there was a way I could go back in time and correct that bad habit.
Yep.
Okay, the time machine is not real, but the saving thing is. Get in the habit of putting some of your money in savings each week through a 401k, savings account, or financial investments. Put away a few bucks, feel like $1 million. For free ideas and easy tips on saving, go to feedthepig.org. That's
feedthepig.org. What does this crazy little button do?
Wait, no!
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
How can I help my daughter with her reading?
Searching for help with Dachshund Reading.
No.
Let me try. Sarah's bright, but when she's reading, she has trouble sounding out words.
Playing world music.
What?
I give up.
Wait, I was trying to show you how Sarah feels every day. Redirecting to understood.org.
Join parents and experts at understood.org, a free online resource about learning and attention issues to help your child thrive.
Brought to you by understood.org and the Ad Council.
Enjoy an evening stroll at Capron Park the night of the Zoo Moon. This event features food, music, and even a splash pad for the little ones. So show your support for the zoo, local artists, businesses, and crafters on July 22nd from 6 to 9 p.m. simply by attending this fun-filled annual community event.
What is one of the deadliest cancers with low survival rates? The answer is esophageal cancer. And that is why it's so important to participate in the SALGI Esophageal Cancer Research Walk on Saturday, June 20th at 9 a.m. at Warwick City Park. Tickets are only $20 in advance, and you can register as an individual or as a team. My family is walking in memory of my nephew, Bob LaRoche, who succumbed to this disease last year. I hope you can join me and my family by calling the SALGI Foundation at 401-615-5869 and walk with us on June 20th. Together, we can make a difference. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. This is Elaine LaRoche, and you're listening to Out and About. Our number here is 508-222-1320. Give a shout out. Good morning. Wake up, have a first cup of coffee. I'm on my second one right now. In the previous 15 minutes, we were talking about a lot of activity that's going to be here. We have so many wonderful things happening today, but I do want to mention some things that are happening next week, next Saturday, June 20th. There's so many things going on, and locally we have the 7th Annual Expo for the Senses, and that starts from noon to 5 p.m. And Attleboro, I mean, it's just really great. Come on down and hear some wonderful music. I mean, it's just going to be a phenomenal thing. Kids will enjoy police and fire exhibits. It's going to be free face painting. And there's going to be a children's craft table. There's going to be a bike parade, sidewalk chalk art, which I really am fascinated by, and sand art. And the expo will be located in the downtown area, in the common area, City Hall, and the Attleboro Arts Museum. So they are saying wear comfortable clothes and shoes, carry sunscreen, because this is an all-day event. It's going to be great. And if it rains, it won't. But it'll be Sunday, June 21st, Father's Day. So we want you to come on down to Attleboro. It's a great community event. It's just really phenomenal. It's next weekend. This Wednesday, Attleboro and Rehoboth Community Blood Drive is going to be at Community Garden, and that's located at 339 Tremont Street in Rehoboth. That's Wednesday, June 17th, from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m., and the Red Cross bus will be there on the property, and you can stroll through the beautiful gardens there and enter to win a free night stay at the Bed and Breakfast. So you have to call the American Red Cross at 1-800-RED-CROSS. That's great. That's wonderful. And also, next weekend is the SALGI Esophageal Cancer Walk in Warwick City Park. It starts from 9 a.m. to about 1 p.m. I am going to do the show, but then I'm going to leave quickly after that to go down there. And my family is going to be there, and we're doing that in memory of my nephew, Bob LaRoche. So,
too bad we couldn't do something special from there.
Well, it's the walk is at 9 a.m. I haven't really talked to the Linda from the SALGI.
The walk.
Yeah. It's a really great...
Where does it go? It goes from the whole...
It's a city park.
Yeah, I know where Warwick City Park is, but it goes through the whole park?
It does.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it does. By the time we end, everybody's in either really great shape. Well, there is a shortcut that you can take in my sister-in-law. Norma, if you're listening today, you're going to have to... Next week, you're going to have to do it with us. Because it's not an easy walk. I mean, it's a beautiful walk. The pathway is, I mean, there's a lake on one side. There's flowers and trees on another. There's a lot of people that jog there, and you can take your bike. But this is strictly a walk. And then afterwards, we have a group. They do a group picture for the organization. If you go up on the website, you'll see all of us. There's over 120 people registered. already. It's just really great. And it's going to such a great cause, too.
Is it too late to register?
No, you can show up the day of.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, yeah. So that's really great. Also, and I do have tickets to the Monster Jam on next Saturday. It starts at 7 p.m. that I will drop off to Dominic on my way to work on Monday because I left them on the kitchen table. So you have to understand, I get up at 5:30 to pull together this show. And I had them right there on my notes, and I grabbed everything and I put it and I left them. But I will have tickets if anyone wanted their discount tickets to the Monster Jam, which is really a phenomenal, great. You have to wear headpiece because it's so loud in the Dunk Center. My grandsons go, and my son-in-law takes them every year.
Now, the Monster Jam, is this like big
trucks going, crushing over different things. Oh. You know, it's one of those huge, humongous, loud, and I work near there, and so they start bringing those huge trucks in towards the end of the week. It's pretty spectacular, I have to say.
Imagine driving one of them down 95.
Yeah, I know. They probably do. I think they are drivable, but I mean, it's just really, they are huge. I would probably need like a 12-foot ladder just to get into the passenger seat.
Probably need an elevator.
Yeah, really, for sure. Anyway, folks, if you'd like to join our conversation, dial in 508-222-1320. We'd love to hear from you. So it's just going to be great. And I just got a text from my son. He's making me a quiche, and it's going to be ready in 40 minutes. Isn't
what is that?
A quiche?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I never heard of that.
Oh, my God. Well, if I can get up early enough one day.
Sounds like chicken.
No.
Oh, no? It's not a bird or anything?
No. A quiche is... No, it's like egg. You take an egg and you put a little milk in it and you scramble it all up and then you add whatever you want. You can add ham, bacon,
so that's
lots
that
of
is.
Cheese, and you bake it in an oven for like you said, 40 minutes.
Wow.
And it comes out and you can slice it any way you want, and oh my God, it's so good.
I've never been a fan of eggs myself.
Really?
I don't know why. My mom used to try to attempt to feed me those things, but I never liked them.
Well, here's the deal. True story. I actually won a quiche contest.
Oh, you make good quiche?
Well, okay, I have to digress here. It was a spam a lot contest, and you had to make a dish with spam in it to win four tickets.
Spam.
Yeah.
Remember that song?
Yeah. Well, it was. And so you had to, the Roadshow was doing this promotion, and you had to submit a recipe. So what I did is the eggs and everything, but I put spam in it, and sweet potatoes and onions, and I have a secret spice that I put in all my food and everything. So what I did is I created this dish.
You should open up a breakfast bar.
And what happened was I had to have carpal tunnel surgery done like 2 weeks before, and I couldn't bend my hand, so I had to go down to my daughter's house, and we had to prepare it. And I made the quiche with her. And she packed up everything for me, and I took it to Channel 12 and the Roadshow. And we had to do this on-air, pretend that we were actually doing it. But then the real quiche, you know, was already made. So at the end of the show...
They took it out of the oven, made believe it came out of the oven.
It did, yes. And everybody had it. And
so that's the secret.
So I won four tickets to see Spam-a-Lot. I did. And I like it.
Spam-a-Lot!
But the thing that is, you know, people make fun of spam, but I actually kind of like it. And I know I'm hearing these groans like, oh, you got to be kidding me. But I lived in Maryland when I was eating Scrapple, which was scraps of things. And fry it up like a bacon, and it was like, God,
you know,
it was
spam,
good.
It's funny, I heard of spam having some sort of a cookbook that you can, and I have heard of people being able to fry spam in a pan, like they do with bacon, like make
That's
it like
right.
Canadian bacon.
Yes.
But, you know, I'm wondering, like, was spam kind of like a hot dog where it was all that processed stuff, or we call it the extra stuff that goes into it? Because spam originally was made during, I think, World War II. You know, because
to ration
out to the soldiers and put in a can. But it's funny now how spam survived like almost what 70 years or so.
Oh my God! Yes, I mean, I grew up on that stuff, and my mother was not a great cook, and she would just fry. She would just fry it in, in butter.
Oh,
and it was like, oh, this is nasty stuff. But then I learned how to you know, cook and just experiment. Cool. And I like to experiment with different foods and different spices and different ingredients. And I'm telling you, I mean, geez, it came out really good. I have to say it was really great when I made it. And yeah, I won the four tickets, which was really amazing. And it was a lot of fun to do. And I had a blast doing it. So
that's the important thing.
That's right. That's right. So we are live in studio here at 7:28 in the morning. And if you'd like to give us a shout out and say good morning to us, our number is 508-222-1320. So we have a, I'm not going to get into the computer terms until after Jim Corbin calls us in. But I could probably give you a couple of them. All right. So here's this thing. And I'll ask you, do you know what an angry garden salad is in a computer term?
When your computer gets a virus and then decides to lock up on you?
I thought that too. But no, an angry garden salad, actually, it's slang for a poorly designed website.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
How about cappuccino cowboy?
Never heard of that.
A nickname for a person who just has to have a Starbucks coffee while he's on the computer. How about chips and salsa?
Chips and salsa.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's funny. When I think of all these terms you're giving me, it sounds like food and partying and, you know, nothing anything to do with computers. What's this one mean?
Well, I thought chips and salsa was, you know, like a party.
Yeah.
You know, chips, salsa, let's go. No, chips and salsa refers to a computer hardware, and the salsa refers to the software.
Wow.
Isn't that cool? I like this one, cluster funk. It's when a multitude of things go wrong on a computer system at the same time.
That I can see.
Yeah. Cluster funk. Oh, yeah.
Yep. Yep, that happens a lot. I mean.
And I'll give you one more before our break. What's dancing baloney?
I don't know.
It's silly graphics that are animated pictures that have web special effects that are used to impress everybody.
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine. More fun with computer terminology and our forecast with Jim Corbin's coming right up.
Lightning destroyed the first golf hall located in Rehoboth, Massachusetts in the year 1911. Could it strike twice? Find out more with this informative weather program for adults and children alike, courtesy of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, more commonly known as NOAA. The day lightning struck will take place on Saturday, July 11th from 10:30 till 11:30 a.m. in the Blanding Library at Goff Hall, located on Bay State Avenue in the town of Rehoboth. This is one of many events celebrating the 100th anniversary of Goff Memorial Hall. For more information, call the library at 508-252-4236.
Man, last night we put on an epic light show.
So epic.
The crowd loved us.
Wait, there are only four people out there.
Yeah, but did you see their four faces? Their eyes lit up brighter than ours, and we're fireflies.
Yeah, we are.
And we're going to be out here rocking out our light show at a forest near you. So come check us out.
Check us out.
Whether you're rocking their world or they're rocking yours, some memories never fade. Come alive with the forest. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a forest near you. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Today, my new dad and I shot off a rocket in the park.
Today, my new son and I failed to shoot off a rocket.
He knew exactly what to do.
It's not work. I had no clue what I was doing.
We set up the rocket. Hit ignition. And then?
And then nothing. Sometimes I laugh when I'm frustrated.
Then out of nowhere, the rocket launched into the air.
The rocket did get into the air.
I've never seen anything fly so high.
And then crashed into a kite.
Look out! Look out!
And then the pond.
I'll never forget that day.
Even if I tried.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Rediscover the City of Providence from June 11th through the 14th at the Providence International Arts Festival. Art, culture, music, food, and live performances will come to life throughout downtown Providence, Kennedy Plaza, and Washington Street during this three-day event. For more information, go to info@first-works.org or contact Annette Robinson at 401-421-4278.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine. It is 7:33 in the morning, a beautiful Saturday. We're looking for sunny skies, but Jim will be calling us with a weather update shortly. But as I was reading in the previous half hour, there is so much going on in the area, and I just love this time of year, and I'll be telling you that all summer long because it is. My good friend Tony, last week, we didn't really give him a lot of time, and I'll have him back on again to talk about concerts in the park. But I do have something here. The concert series is going to start on Thursday. It's every Thursday evening. There is one, I guess there's another concert being added on June 27th, so I'll have to ask him about that one. But basically, I have the list of July 9th, the Attleboro Swing Band. We'll kick it off. July 16th, the Brass Connection. July 23rd, the Southeast Massachusetts Community Concert Band. The Corvairs is going to be here on July 30th. August 6th, Special Occasion Horns. Super Chief Trio, August 13th. August 20th, Andy Sullenberg and Cactus Attack. I know that this is a really fun, great group to end the season on August 27th. Actually, Tony says the concerts are free to the public. Please bring lawn chairs for seating. And it's the 2015 Concert in the Park series is made possible for funding through the S.M. Stone Memorial Trust Fund. If you have any questions, please call Terry Conte at 774-203-1865. So Concerts in the Park. I keep saying that I will be going. And Tony, I know you keep asking me to go. And this year is the year that I go. I promise I'll go to at least one of these wonderful concerts. I could walk to the park, for gosh sakes. So there's no reason why I should not be able to attend. So while we're waiting for Jim to call in, here's another one. Mike, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, what's... Now, Easter eggs, you know, Easter eggs is, you know, you hide Easter eggs. Oh, all right, I'll give you one more. Easter eggs is a hidden element written in a program or placed on a website. So it's a hidden, like an Easter egg. You hide Easter eggs. Well, this is a hidden program. And now we have Jim Corbin, who is a little under the weather, but I sincerely appreciate you calling in.
He gets extra points for calling in being sick.
Yes, he does. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Elaine. How's things?
Well, I'm doing better than you are, I think, my friend.
Yeah, it's been a rough stretch.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm probably about 90%, but a variety of symptoms from a stomach virus has started on Wednesday, and so it's been going. My head in the last couple of days feels like it's going to explode, but I'm fine. So, I'm not perfect. I still have a bit of a raspy kind of a voice, but tomorrow is, Elaine.
Sunday.
Tomorrow is it's not summer. It's the 14th of June. The 14th of June. Summer solstice? No. Jim?
Yep.
Oh, hello. I'm saying the summer. Oh, okay. No, I don't know.
It is Flag Day.
Flag Day.
Oh, my God. That's right. It's Flag Day.
I mean, it's not one of the major holidays
not
of the year.
Not Friday, but, Flag Day.
Yeah, Flag, F-L-A-G.
Yes, I said Flag. Or yeah. My accent kicked in, I guess, I don't know. But anyway, so tell us a little bit about Flag Day. And you have to explain that to our audience.
Well, I'm not an expert on it, but you've been talking about, events. There are a couple of events in the Attleboro area about Flag Day. So I thought that might be something. Boy, I'll tell you, this morning, it's been the warmest late night and early morning we've had so far this season. Temperatures are in the low 70s right now. And we're going to reach about 82 this afternoon. Increasing sunshine really should be a great stretch of weather coming up over the next weekend, this weekend. Sunshine tomorrow, temperatures will rise into the 80-degree mark. It does look like we're going to have a wet Monday. So Keep that in mind. Matter of fact, we could get over an inch of rain, something that we'll have to monitor, and a couple of showers and thunderstorms on Tuesday, and then it looks like the best weather in the middle of next week should be Wednesday, the way it looks right now.
Wow, great. That's really great. I know we need the rain. I know that my plants are doing, they're kind of like, with the humidity, they were drooping, and then I put some water on them last night, and boy, this morning I came out, and boy, they're perked up right away. But I know it is the season, isn't it, for like this hot, humid, hazy weather, and then it's like sunny, and then the rain.
Yeah, but they need it. There were a couple of thunder showers last night. I heard a rumble of thunder around 4 a.m.
Wow.
But that was about it around our area. But so that's why, yeah, the rain Monday will be very good thing. That's the good news.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, we have the summer solstice coming up on the 21st, which also is next Sunday, which we all know is Father's Day
right.
next Sunday. And wow. So right now, early indications, that is probably going to be a nice day. So we'll have to monitor that. And, of course, the earliest sunrises are occurring this week, this past week, about 5:08.
Oh.
Earliest sunrises. How about that?
Wow. I know. And sunset is, what, 8? What did I
say? About 8:21, I think, today.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not completely sunny right now, but it'll get increasingly sunny as the morning progresses. And then it looks like it's going to be completely sunny tomorrow, a few high clouds late in the day. So the weather is cooperating in terms of both today and tomorrow, no rain. But we will get into some rain, it looks like, on Monday.
Okay. Wow. That sounds really... Well, it's Monday, so, I mean, it's okay. As long as it doesn't happen on the weekend, you know,
That's the important thing.
Oh,
I mean, I know
God.
There are things going on, of course, with the late-season sports, with high schools and stuff. They don't like it to rain, but, you know, again... What?
There's a purpose for that. There's a purpose for rain in all the weather we have.
Oh, there is. I mean, obviously, we need with everything growing this time of the year, it's more important to get precipitation in the warm season than in the cold season, like we knew back this past winter. When most people were saying, okay, I like it to snow or rain once in a while, but I don't like it to do it straight for 2 months.
Right.
So, you know, but this time of the year, with everything growing, grasses, flowers, you need the rain. I mean, and it looks like we're in a weather pattern that's going to favor rain about every 2.5 days. So it looks like Monday, a little bit Tuesday, and then Thursday, and then maybe possibly Saturday next weekend before where we get better weather, it looks like, for Father's Day.
Oh, good. Well, I have a walk to do next Saturday, so hopefully we'll get an update from you before I leave. To hopefully it won't be raining on Saturday.
Yeah, right
next Saturday.
Now what I see, of course, the 20th is Saturday. Most likely it's going to be dry, and I think we'll get through next weekend mainly dry. But there's always, week out, there's always a chance that the timing could be off. So,
sure.
We'll have to, you know, monitor that. And one other thing, and I'll end on this, on July 1st, we have the full buck moon. How about that?
Wow.
That's when the bucks are growing their antlers big, and that's why it's called the full buck moon, the bucks.
Oh, wow.
And just
cool.
Had, of course, the full strawberry moon last week.
Yes, and I've that's one thing, a reminder for me to get my strawberries at the local farms, because 'tis the season right now. It's such a short season, too, and the strawberries are coming in.
That'd be a cool...
Yeah, they're right. They're pretty good going right now, and they should continue for a while longer. And again, if we get this rain on Monday, that'll just help.
Right. Oh, my God, yeah. There's nothing like fresh, locally grown food. I can't wait for, like I was saying earlier, about the farmer's market coming. Next Saturday it starts, and it goes all the way through the fall. And I just can't wait, because not only are we, you know, supporting our local farmers, but they have some phenomenal things. And we have, like, a winery, too, a local wine. A winery has their, they sell bottles of wine. So at 8 o'clock, at 9:05, you can have, like, a sampling of wine.
Wow.
So, if you want, if you choose to.
Yeah.
Not that I've ever partaken. All right, yes, I have.
Really.
Yeah, I have. I have. I mean,
her face gave it away.
By the way, Mike.
Yes, sir.
You had never heard of quiche?
No, not until today. I mean, right. When I thought
I'm not a big, you know, knowledger of foods, really, but I don't know. I'm not trying to put you down by not knowing. But I was like, wow, he's never heard of quiche. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well,
I'm going to have to make him one, Jim, and bring my quiche in.
And what was it, spam and eggs? Keisha was a winner. Is that what you? I heard?
I did. Yeah, I had sweet potato, onion. I fried that up with the spam, like chunks, and then I did the egg mixture and put in some seasonings and then my secret spice, and then I baked it. It came
have
out.
Have you ever heard that there's a barbecue spam?
No. Are you serious?
Ooh.
Yeah. They have about three or four varieties now, the low salt or whatever it's called, the low something.
Right.
Well, no, spam light it's called, I think. There's always light, but L-I-T-E, but you never know if it's really that much lighter, you know.
Yeah, they made the can lighter. That's what it was, Jim. Yeah.
Hey, I got a question. Years ago, I'm Italian. My parents are, and even my grandma used to make, she used to put eggs in a pan, and she would put up cut up potatoes and cut up onions. And they used to usually make this for breakfast around Lent. Is that like quiche?
No.
No, that saw something else.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, what would you say is the difference between what he just said and a quiche? Is it just that everything is compact?
Yeah, so it's the texture. I think it's the way that it's baked instead of
boiled.
Like,
what's the difference between a quiche and an omelet?
Well, that's an omelet's made over the stove. A quiche is baked in the oven.
So it's the baking is the difference.
I believe so, yeah.
So in other words, if they took that same ingredients
you could put in
and
a big...
threw it in the oven, it would be quiche.
Well, it depends. We'll talk after the show.
Yeah, that's a good one.
But I promise. Well, you know what, Jim? What we'll have to do is you'll have to come down one Saturday, okay?
Okay.
And I promise that I will get up at 4 a.m. and I'll make my spam winning quiche, and you guys can taste it and you can comment all you want. How's that? I promise I'll do that.
All right, that sounds good. It'll definitely get me in there.
All right, sounds good.
All right, I'll talk to you next week.
Wonderful. Thanks a lot, Jim. Have a wonderful weekend. Feel better soon.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Take care. Bye. Well, that was our wonderful meteorologist, Jim Corbin, calling in, and it looks like we're going to have a really great weekend. I can't wait to get out, and actually, I have a quiche waiting for me. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine. We're going to take a quick break. I can't believe our hour is almost up. Time goes by when you're having fun, and we invite you to call back on the break. We'll be right back.
The place to be on Saturday, July 18th, is most definitely the Attleboro Elks Lodge, located on South Main Street. Why, you ask? Well, sir, that's the date set for the Attleboro Still Rocks Musical Festival, of course. Live performances from a variety of your favorite bands, including the Acoustic Knights, Sticky Feet, the Blue FOs, Circle the Block, Killer Kane and the Jewel City Blues, Seed Racer, Head Shop, and Full Circle will rock on from 11 a.m. till 12 a.m. come rain or shine, with music from the 60s, 70s, and 80s. For more information, call 508-431-7002.
Listen, as a hiring manager, I've got to tell you, the best job candidate isn't always the typical candidate. Sometimes they're a grad of life.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
Sometimes the best candidates aren't the ones you're used to.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like,
"Don't make me turn this car around," or "because I said so," or "don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Enjoy an evening stroll at Capron Park the night of the Zoo Moon. This event features food, music, and even a splash pad for the little ones. So show your support for the zoo, local artists, businesses, and crafters on July 22nd from 6 to 9 p.m. simply by attending this fun-filled annual community event.
What is one of the deadliest cancers with low survival rates? The answer is esophageal cancer. And that is why it's so important to participate in the SALGI Esophageal Cancer Research Walk on Saturday, June 20th at 9 a.m. at Warwick City Park. Tickets are only $20 in advance, and you can register as an individual or as a team. My family is walking in memory of my nephew, Bob LaRoche, who succumbed to this disease last year. I hope you can join me and my family by calling the SALGI Foundation at 401-615-5869 and walk with us on June 20th. Together, we can make a difference. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine in our last few minutes of the show. Call in to say hi, 508-222-1320. We have an outstanding weather forecast for this weekend, and I can't wait to get out and about myself, and I hope that you do too. From anything out in the Attleboro area, certainly there's plays, there's music. Downtown Providence has 50 stages of music and a wonderful arts, international art festival. I hope that you have a chance to get out, as I will be doing shortly. And the quiche is almost ready at my son's house. I can't wait for a good cup of coffee, and I'm having breakfast with my son and my beautiful little granddaughters, Hazel and Ruby Jane. So let's get back for a couple more. Let's have fun with some more computer terminology, because I really, my first experience on Facebook, I think I've said this before, is when Facebook first came on, my kids were on it, and I didn't know what Facebook was, and my daughter set me up with an account. And true story, she said, okay, here's your thing, and you can go online, and now you're set, and put your password in. So I did. So I got online, and I've got all these friends' requests. So I said yes, I accepted. She showed me how to do it. And so I went home, and a girlfriend of mine friended me and said, hey, Elaine, you know, she wrote me this thing, how you doing? It's so great to hear from you. I'm glad that you're online. We can talk and all this stuff. And I said, yeah, call me. Here's my number. And within, like, I could say 10 seconds of me posting that, my daughter called me in a panic. She says, you know, Mom, you know what you just did? And I said, what? She said, you posted your number on the wall. And I swear to God, I'm looking right at you, Mike. I looked at my wall. And I said, no, I didn't. I said, there's nothing on my wall. She said, she said, no, not the wall. She said, she said, on Facebook. I said, well, what does that mean? She said, I said, who has access? She said, everybody. I said, who? She said, the World Wide Web.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. And I screamed. I went, what? I said, well, take it off. How do I do?
Delete
how do
it.
I get it up?
You
said,
could delete it.
She said, I couldn't.
Actually, on my Facebook, if I put something on my wall, there's a thing now. I don't know, maybe then when you first signed up for it, it was in its early stages, but they've made a lot of developments.
Yes.
And there's a usually in the upper right-hand corner of a post, they have like a little drop-down bar or arrow. If someone puts something up that you feel is derogative that you don't want on your wall, mm-hmm. or you yourself, you can actually delete it or hide it.
Back then you couldn't, so I was hoping that I wouldn't get a lot. Here I'm thinking I'm going to get a million calls or something, but
like
nothing ever
happened. You could take the show, for example, in podcast form. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe put it up through a platform called Spreaker or SoundCloud and turn it into an MP3 and actually post it on your wall so that people can actually listen to your show. I don't know if this show has a Facebook page. But,
my show?
Yeah, you would know more than me. Maybe we should create one.
We should create one.
But I'm just saying that you can, because Paul Healy has one.
Oh, great.
I think it's called the Pontificating with Paul. I like Paul. He's cool.
He's great, yeah.
He's funny.
Yeah.
But, you know, you could take the shows and use them to promote and send them to your friends on Facebook.
Oh, cool. I'll
say,
have to
hey,
ask
listen to me.
You know what? I will have to ask Jim how to do that. That would be really
awesome.
It's easy. Okay. Well, if it's easy, then I'll have you do it. Okay, let's get back to our computer terms because I know our time is limited here. So if I say, let's see here. Now, these are all computer terms used online, okay? A hairball to me is like a cat hacking up a, you know, hairball, right?
Or one that's in my wife's comb.
All right, and there's actually a computer term called hairball. What do you think that is?
Something bad, it sounds like to me. I would think something that went wrong with your computer, like a virus.
Oh, good. Close? Good guess. No, it's a tangled mess, often referred to poorly written computer code with Microsoft's name on it.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense.
These people just don't like some people.
Who comes up with these terms? Computer gurus?
The geeks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, geek.com. Yes. Anyway, it's just really funny. It's a middle school dance. Middle school dance is a junior high dance, right?
Yeah.
But it's a slang for a situation where two pieces of equipment are trying to wait for each other to load, which I thought was... Yeah.
I can understand that.
That's interesting. Okay, what about... this is an acronym. Potato. A potato is a vegetable, root vegetable. What do you think a potato means in computer terms?
Maybe something that just hangs up. Or hangs. You know, sometimes you ask a computer to do something in the hourglass or the spinning thing that shows that it's thinking, mm-hmm. which just keeps spinning. Maybe, is that it?
No, it's an acronym for people over 30 acting 21.
Uh-oh.
But this is my favorite one, and I'm glad that we're doing this. I'm glad that we're doing this when we have time, right? Oh, yeah, we do. Okay. What's a seagull manager?
A seagull manager? I don't know.
You know, seagulls, a bird.
Yeah, I know them guys.
Okay, a seagull manager is a manager who flies in, makes a lot of noise, craps over everything, and leaves.
What's that got to do with computers, though?
Think about it. We'll talk after the show.
Okay.
Okay. All right, word of mouse.
Word of mouse. Mm-hmm. Well, I think, you know, mouse is definitely a computer term.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know, something that you do with your mouse.
This is interesting. It doesn't have anything to do with it. It's a gossip of information spread via the net, usually through email or blogs or a news group posting.
Man, I'm in trouble. I'm really out of touch here.
What about Zen mail?
Zen mail, like peaceful mail?
Mm-hmm.
Peace mail. Zen.
That's right. Yeah, we should have one of those. A Tai Chi here. No, a Zen mail is email messages that arrive with no text in the body of the message.
Huh.
You know, like when you send, it's like a, I always call it spam.
You know what we should do? We should have a list next time, or one of these shows, of all the new slang that kids use. Because people talk to me now, I mean, younger than me, and mm-hmm. I don't understand the lingo anymore. I used to understand the street lingo. Now it's like, I don't.
Really?
Yeah, I'm sure you'd be the same way, because people tell me, what did you just say? What's that mean?
Yeah, we have some college interns at work, and they're in their own world. Brilliant people.
But we were, too, when we were kids.
Of course.
We had our own lingo, too, that our parents didn't even understand.
No, that's true. That's true, yeah. No, that's an interesting point you have there.
I feel like I'm out of touch. Maybe I'm getting old. I don't know.
No comment. We all are, day by day. If you would like to call in on our last few moments, I invite you to call. We only have time for maybe another call or two. Our number here is 508-222-1320. So listen, Reader's Digest. I love to read these things because they have these wonderful things, keep it or toss it. So if I read you something, you have to tell me if you would keep it
or
toss it.
Sounds like a game show. We should make this into a game show.
It's all about
keep
having
fun.
Keep
it or toss it with your host, Elaine LaRoche.
Oh my God. Trust me. You even have a bell. Oh my God. All right, we got to get through these real quick. Okay. Keep it or toss it, a kid's goodie bag toy. You know, like when you go into the McDonald's or whatever, they give you a toy. Should you keep it or toss it? Well, it says you should keep it because, believe it or not, these small plastic toys that come in goodie bags through the drive-thru will come in handy for future school projects. And we have a caller.
No.
They got scared and they hung up.
Oh, they did? Oh, bummer. Okay. Well, we invite you to call us back. We only have a couple more minutes. I'd love to talk to you. 508.
They didn't think we were bold enough to answer the phone.
508-222-1320. All right. So we're going to keep those goodie toys. All right. How about all the unknown cords and wires? Well, here's the thing. You should label them And then this way you'll be able to find them. But you keep them for a year. If you can't find the connection, then go ahead and toss it. And we have a caller. Good morning. Wow.
Wow.
Hello.
You know what's funny? He did say, I want to talk to Elaine.
Huh. Okay, wait a minute. Are we having trouble getting online?
It sounded like he hung up. Let me just
go ahead
take
and
him
check.
Off.
Yeah, that's okay. Cool. All right. I guess for some reason we're having a little bit of trouble with the phone system, but we got him back?
No.
Okay.
I think what it was is he called on his cell phone, and it sounded like it cut out. So if you're going to call in, either be in a good cell connection.
Oh, right.
Have your cell phone charged up.
Right.
And have your radio turned down.
Right. 508-222-1320. We have 2 minutes to go. Okay. How about plastic containers with missing lids? Keep it or toss it?
That's tough. I would probably keep it, but use it for storage, like on a countertop.
Perfect.
Or something.
That's exactly it. You should use it for drawer organizations. You put into some pens, junk drawer, vanity, makeup, and stuff like that. Extra vase, keep or toss?
My wife would give away.
Excellent. Because here's the thing, for a clever way to clear your cabinets of all the vase, fill them with flowers that you grew in your garden or buy them and give them to family members and neighbors. Isn't that a great idea? I would love that. All right. We only have another minute to go and I've got to wrap up the show, but we'll do more of these in the coming weeks. But folks, just as a reminder to get out and about yourself. I mean, there's a lot of things going on. Next weekend, we've got a full pack weekend in Attleboro, and we hope that you do come down and visit us and everything. So in closing, I would like to thank you all for listening to my show, Out and About with Elaine. Dominic will be back on Monday from 6 a.m. to 10, followed by our good friend Paul Healy from 10 to noon. And my show will be back next Saturday from 7 to 8. So we'd like to thank you again, and we hope that we have inspired you to get out and about. And if you can, get out and about yourselves and make it a great weekend, and we'll see you back here. And Jim Corbin, we hope that you feel better soon, and thank you for calling in, even though you're a little bit under the weather. And like Jim said, go out there. It's going to be a fabulous weekend, and there's a lot of activities. For more information, you can go up on every website. But you know what you should do, too? Check out the Attleboro Community Theater, because their comedy, weekend comedy, is supposed to be a fantastic, fun, lighthearted fair. I'm Elaine LaRoche. I'm getting a second cup of coffee and eating my quiche over my son's house right now. Take care, everybody. See you next week.